Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I've been excited about this Sunday for several weeks. One, we are leaving for camp today. This is the day that I have been working toward and planning for and spending hours and hours and hours of planning and preparation for. I'm so excited for what this week will hold, and I can't wait to tell you all of the stories and all of the experiences that we're going to have this week. The other reason I've been excited for this Sunday is we are going to start to spend some time in Galatians for the next few Sundays. And this passage that we read earlier from Galatians 3 is one of my favorite passages about baptism. I'm sure that some of you, if not most of you, have heard me talk about this particular passage at one time or another, and how it helps us to understand our baptism more fully and more deeply with the word picture, being clothed with Christ. So I wonder if over the years you have ever traded out one season of clothing for another season's clothes in your dressers and closets. Certainly by now we've long put away our winter clothes and have all of the summer clothes moved forward. When I was cramming clothes into my suitcase this morning, I was thinking there's a reason we go to camp in the summer. The clothes are smaller and not as bulky. Can you imagine how much more luggage we would have to take if we had to take winter clothes and bulky coats and sweatshirts and pants? Not only do we have seasonal clothes, we also have clothes for certain occasions and circumstances, like exercise clothes or bathing suits when we go swimming, or we have certain clothes for sleeping, pajamas. And some of you, when you were growing up, did you have play clothes and school clothes and then Sunday clothes? You had certain clothes for certain things. Regardless of what we wear, whether it is seasonal or circumstantial, the one garment we never take off is our baptism. In the Large Catechism, Martin Luther said, "Let all Christians regard their baptism as a daily garment that they are to wear all the time." I love that, and I wonder if you have ever thought about baptism being a garment. Our life of faith is firmly and deeply rooted in the sacrament of baptism. The sacrament of baptism is a sign of our welcome into God's family. In our baptism, God names us and claims us as God's own beloved children. And not only do we become God's children in baptism, we become brothers and sisters to the entire church. And not just the church here at Holly Grove, but the church universal throughout time and space. Also in our baptism, God gives us the gift of forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. And we are filled with the Holy Spirit forever. In the Galatians passage today, Paul writes, "In Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ." So we have been clothed with Christ. The verb used here literally means to put on Christ, just like we put on clothing. So I imagine in our baptism, this little bitty baby, and I've dressed little bitty babies, you have to be really tender and careful. I can imagine God so tenderly and lovingly dressing us in Jesus at our baptism. But when God clothes us with Christ, it's way too big. It doesn't fit, at least not yet. We have to grow into Jesus. So imagine parents picking out a going home outfit for their newborn child in an adult size. If I had the opportunity to do multiple children's sermons today, I would have brought one of my coats from home and seen if Brandon and Samantha would have let me try to put it on Maddie to show us that even though she's little bitty, we put this big coat on, it looks ridiculous. It would be way too big and she would be drowning in all of the fabric. It would take her years and years to grow into that coat. This is how it is with our baptism. It's pretty big for us when we're baptized, but daily as we live out our identity as God's children and as sisters and brothers to one another, we grow into our baptism. We grow into Jesus. Because when we put on Jesus at first at our baptism, his character is too big for us. So we have to spend our whole lives living out our baptism and growing into the likeness of Jesus. But it means living out our baptism every day. And some of you might say, every day? Wait a minute. Because we tend to think of baptism as a one-time event. However, baptism is so significant for our faith journey that it cannot be limited to the single ceremony that occurs during worship. Luther again wrote in the Large Catechism, "A Christian life is nothing else than a daily baptism, begun once and continuing ever after." Because our baptism affects all of who we are and how we live, it isn't just a one-time event. It's a way of life. An example to illustrate how baptism is both a sacrament at the one-time event and a way of life is that of a wedding ceremony and a marriage. The marriage is the daily living out of the vows that were promised in the wedding ceremony. Baptism as a way of life is daily living out our identity as God's beloved children. Daily living out our identity as people marked by the cross of Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit. And daily as we live out our baptism, we grow into a deeper relationship with God and with the family of God that we are adopted into. What begins at the font becomes a way of life. This is why we are called to return to our baptism daily, because in doing so, we are reminded that we are God's beloved children. And we are reminded of how we are called to live in the world that God so loves. We are called to spend our entire lives growing more fully into our identity as God's beloved children and allowing God to transform us into the likeness of Christ. But the truth is, we are forgetful creatures. Because we're tempted every day to forget who we truly are. Our hearts are prone to wander, and far too often we would rather be transformed by our culture and the ways of the world. We would rather be transformed into the likeness of celebrities and social media influencers instead of being transformed into the likeness of Christ. This is why we return to the font every single Sunday. It's why the font sits at the front of the sanctuary, so that it's front and center of our worship space and of our line of vision. It's why the service begins at the font as we confess our sins and ask God's forgiveness, because it's in these waters that we are forgiven by God. And as always, on the way to be fed and nourished by Jesus in the communion meal, you are invited to touch the water and make the sign of the cross over yourself. And remember the words of love and the grace that God gives you in your baptism. When we remember our baptism, we remember that we are God's beloved children. We remember that forever we are loved by God. Forever we are marked with the cross of Christ. And forever we are filled with the Holy Spirit. There is nothing that we can do or say or not do or not say to cause God to love us any less or to undo our baptism. We are God's children forever. So let us remember and rejoice that in Christ Jesus we are all children of God through faith, and all of us who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. What begins at the font becomes a way of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.